This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Yeah. Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USAPrepares.com. I'm delighted to be with you. Gwyneth is with us, Gwyneth Isaacs, live in Australia. And I've been spending most of the time, first hour, talking about my experience in running for the board of directors twice for our local electric cooperative. To cut to the chase, I was not successful. I placed second out of three. And what was really surprising, Gwyneth, is the guy who plays third is from here. He's from here. So, and he's the CEO of a small corporation, and he didn't make it either. But so these guys who are the current board of directors running for re-election, they are entrenched. So I sent an email to the CEO, and I had several questions. I sent a bunch of emails, and I talked to him on the phone. He wanted to make sure I knew the rules, a lot of rules. One of them was that you can campaign in the lobby. Now, this is a 46,000 square foot room, pretty big, and the same location where we had our Get Prepared Expo in Lebanon, Missouri. And there's plenty of security there to make sure that our family was safe. We had people following us around. Mrs. Fennelli she was told that she could campaign outside, and she doesn't like doing that, and our son doesn't like doing that, but she was outside in the entryway, that led up to the entry doors to the building. And she walked inside. Now, she was not allowed to campaign inside. Neither was our son, who was with me. And she was stopped by a member of the security staff. This person really wasn't like a cop, but this person was assigned to watch our every move, I'm sure. I don't know that for a fact, but I'm darn sure that's the case. Friendly guy, and they picked a guy who wouldn't be hostile toward us to, let's not start a war with the Fennelli family. So this guy stopped Mrs. Fennelli when she walked inside the lobby, and he said, "You cannot campaign in here." She said, "I'm not campaigning. I'm going to the ladies' room." And she was. The last thing Mrs. Fennelli wants to do is glad hand people and say hi to people. She doesn't like that. I think she's allergic to people, which is something that's happening to me. I'm starting to get allergic to people, too. But so we had these signs outside, and I read what they were during the first hour. Now, the electric cooperative rented these golf carts. Now, these are not just regular golf carts where two people sit side by side or three squeezed together. No, these are like limousine golf carts where you could put a whole bunch of people on one and you'd have one driver. And they had a bunch of these golf carts going out to the parking lot and taking people from their cars to the front door. Now, we're talking 700 feet, maybe 800 feet. Maybe 1,000 feet
but
at the most.
Can't walk 800 feet in America these days. I suppose some of them can't.
Well, some could. I mean, I helped an 87.
I hope they've got a bench seat in the back of one of these things.
I believe they do. But there was an 87-year-old.
There was an 87-year-old. Walmart.
There was an 87-year-old veteran of the Korean conflict, and He and I struck up a conversation. He said he was going to vote for me. And as he was telling me this, I wheeled him into the complex from the parking lot. And, you know, he appreciated the help. And I appreciated the fact that he is really pro-American. He's a patriot. Anyway, I want to share with you some of the things that I've learned. Now, I mentioned there were about 1,005 members who were there, plus maybe 1,500 guests, total 2,500 people. Now, everyone who wanted one got a little styrofoam box of things to eat. And in that was a hot dog on a bun. Now, this hot dog, I would say there were probably 8 of them to a pound. These are tiny hot dogs.
Wow.
You got a little plastic packet of mustard and a little plastic packet of relish. You got a cookie, one cookie, and a small bag of potato chips, and a drink. Now, you could have a Coke brand, Coca-Cola. You could have a can of Sprite. You could have a can of Diet Coke, or you could have a plastic bottle of water. And then if you wanted, you could have a small box of popcorn. I mean, the smallest box that you could have, that's what you were offered. And I think some people might have gotten, you know, a couple hot dogs because they're really kind of tiny. So that was the food. Then they had a band, and my son was next to me, and he said the most amazing thing. My son is he's very direct, and he doesn't mince words, but he's polite. And he was dressed in his blue jeans and a nice shirt. I mean, he was just, you know, better than a lot of people there. And he turned to me, and there the band was playing on and on and on. There was this screeching and this hooting and this boom, 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 boom. Those are the words that came out across the speakers, boom, boom, boom. Literally, for like 3 minutes. Those were the entire words of one of the songs.
Mm-hmm.
It was a song with vocals, but just grunting. And my son turned to me, and it was horrible. In my opinion, it was horrible. Now, some people were clapping, which kind of shows you the level of maturity.
Intelligence.
And intelligence. And my son said to me, "Geez, Dad, I can't believe it. Of all the jeans I could have picked, these are the ones without earplugs." It's actually true, because as a farmer, you know, he's used to hopping in the tractor, putting, it's like earplugs that you have a cord that you wear around your back.
That's
of your
right.
neck.
Yep.
Yeah, and so he's always got earplugs with him, you know, for chainsaws and the backhoe and, you know, whatever he happens to be doing that's noisy, he wears earplugs and safety glasses. So he has them with him all the time. And he remarked that of all the jeans he had, these didn't have earplugs. And he was serious. And it was just, the music was horrible. And I'm not trying to bash these guys. It was just, you know, I would have liked any other band. Actually, we don't need a band. And I'll tell you why we don't need a band. Now, there were 1,005 members. That's what was reported. So this event really was for the 1,005 members, but they were allowed to bring guests. So, and I did. I brought my wife, and I brought my son. So I brought two guests. Some people didn't bring any guests. The lady that we adopted next to us, she was in her 90s. She didn't bring any guests, so we were with her all night. Bottom line was, what do you think an event like this would cost? Now, they had some advertising expense. I have no idea how much. Everybody got, you know, the hot dog, cookie, soda, water, two light bulbs, a digital, and I'm talking about a real cheap digital thermometer, and a nightlight with one little tiny LED. That's pretty much what everybody got. Oh, then they had some prizes. They gave away a TV, and they said, anybody here married over 60 years? Great, raise your hand. And then they gave them, because the cooperative had been in business for 79 years, they gave them a $79 credit on their electric bill. They gave away a few $100 gift certificates to the Chinese factory outlet. They gave away, you know, some other prizes in the $20 neighborhood. So that's what they did. Now, how much do you think that event cost? Because I asked. I was curious. What do you think that cost?
I would say in the ballpark of $50,000.
Wow. You know corruption at its finest.
just a guess. That would make it around about $50 per head.
Yes, you are right. $65,400.
Wow.
Now, I asked some people that were coming in, you know, I greeted them and said hello and that kind of thing, and I asked them what they thought this event would cost. And I got numbers like $5,000, $10,000, you know, $15,000. Nobody said $65,000. So this extravaganza, carnival, circus, whatever you want to call it, and I would call it all three, $65,000.
My husband did own a nightclub at one stage before I met him, and he did events management from time to time. Once again, not while I was with him, but it must have come through in the DNA or something. Because, you know, that's how you calculate it. You calculate it per head. That's why they sell tickets for these sorts of events. If you wanted to attend this sort of event, you would probably be paying between $80 and $100 for a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they've got to make their money. It costs about that much to put it on. And I would say that the $65,000 was a little bit over the top, but not that much over the top for an event of that scale.
Well,
I think that they could have made the hot dogs a bit bigger.
I had seven events. Three of them were in this very same facility.
Yeah.
And I charged between $5 and $8 a head.
Wow.
At the door. Anybody who wanted to come in for free just had to say, listen, I can't afford the $5 or $8. We let them in. I invited all teachers and their families to be our guests. I would pay for their tickets for free. I think we might have had, well, less than 10 took us up on it. We paid for television advertising, which was really, really, really expensive. I mean, $950 for a 30-second commercial.
Yeah.
So,
and how much did your event cost you?
Well, I could do easily three events in the same location with television, radio, advertising. I'm talking exclusive. I'm excluding me talking about it on the air. I'm talking about newspaper advertising, television advertising, radio stations, local but not part of USA Prepares. I could do three events for the same amount of money.
Yep, I was going to say that.
Yeah, with 84 seminars. Yep, and yep. People from
and a bit bigger hot dog.
Oh, absolutely, and way better event, and not for one evening, for 2.5 days. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Lifetime Grey's 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth, when you were mentioning that your husband, would host events like that, he had to pay employees to be at their posts, and I did too. However, the electric cooperative with their, I'm guessing, 50 employees that were there, maybe there were more, they were not compensated as part of this $65,400 equation. They were just employees who were going to be at the event. So, you know, you got to strip out that. So that's a huge, huge amount of money because, you know, I compensated everyone who helped us. And so did
that's
your husband.
Right. And you might now, get, for a day's work or a night's work like that, you might get $200 or $300.
That's right. That's right. And let me talk about the signs. And this was really interesting. I was told by the CEO that I could have signs, you know, on the campus. However, they needed to be a minimum of 50 feet away from the door, or no closer than 50 feet from the entry door. And they couldn't block, you know, traffic. So I had been there and, you know, many, many times to this convention center in Lebanon. And I asked our son, I had the signs made, and my son was kind enough to make these little platforms out of wood so that the signs would not need to be stuck into the ground. They would just be placed on the wide sidewalk, which is like 50 or 100 feet wide. And they would stand about 18 inches off the sidewalk. And they were 18 by 24 inches. And they were spaced at like 25 feet apart, maybe 30 feet apart. So I suggested to my son, who was going to put these signs up before I got there, he was going to go at 3:30 in the afternoon, and the event started at 5 p.m. I suggested to him that he bring some white chalk, like you'd use on a blackboard 30, 40 years ago,
yep.
Which we have. And I asked him to bring some with him and take a tape measure and measure 50 feet from the door and put a small line, a couple inches long, in white chalk on the sidewalk. And then a foot from that, a foot farther away from the door, put an X and put the first sign on that. And then put an X under each sign base that we were going to position. And the reason I did that, you know, I'm a preparedness guy, and my minimum, I want to minimize my maximum regret. And my maximum regret would be somebody would move our signs and I'd get blamed for it. Okay? Finelli's trying to cheat.
Yeah.
Well, so the X was to mark where we put the signs. So if they got moved and the cops showed up, I'd say, yeah, well, they were right here. See the X? And the X and the X and the X and the X. See them? That's all right. Well, they weren't moved. They had the police with a police car at the front door, right? You know, right near the front entrance, I should say.
Yeah, probably because you put the X's there.
Here's what happened. My son said, "Hey, Dad, you know, within 15 minutes of me putting the signs out there, they came out with this like 150-foot tape measure, and they measured from the front door." And so our son, you know, went right over to, you know, to say hi to him. And my son said, it's going to be 50 feet. You're going to find that it's 50 feet to this line. And the guy said, 50 feet on the money. He said, yeah, yeah. And the sign is a foot farther away from that, 51. He goes, all right. We just want to make sure, you know, it's fair for everybody. We've got to make sure it's fair. Now, we were the only ones who had signs. No one else bothered to have any signs this year. So I wanted to share with you that they were watching us like a hawk, and I am not kidding.
They do that.
Now, the next thing I wanted to share with you is there are 9 board members, and so naturally I want to know the attendance. So how many meetings do these guys go to? So I sent an email to the CEO, and he said they don't take attendance. But he'd like us to make most of the meetings, you know, the directors. Okay, so there are 12 meetings a year, and I said, so how much, and this is in writing form, so I've got a copy of it, how much is the total compensation with perks, everything, you know, whatever they spend on the board, how much per year? $188,000, 9 people.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty good work if you can get it, right?
12 meetings.
Yeah, plus, you know, if they want to go to extra training and actually learn a little bit about what they're supposed to be doing, they can be compensated for the training as well. But the total compensation,
$15,000 between the 9 members.
21.
Per meeting.
$21,000.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, but, you know, you got to spend like a half a day, you know.
$2,000 for half a day's work is not bad.
That's what I thought. Now, I didn't find this out. I didn't find this out until, you know, 2 days before. We'll be right back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, Gwyneth, when I first ran for the board of directors, I was frosted, absolutely frosted about the smart meters. I knew that they replaced 5 million of them. They crushed the old ones that were perfectly good, and they gave no one a choice. As a matter of fact, I didn't say it at the board meeting, but, you know, if I ever have a whim to do this again, which I don't think so, I would say, you know, so this guy showed up at the farm, and he had a pickup truck, and I didn't recognize it, and I didn't recognize him, so I went outside, and I greeted him and I said, "Hey, how can I help you?"
What are you
said,
doing?
I'm going to replace your meter. And I said, "Well, no, I'm okay with the meter I've got." He said, "No, I'm going to replace your meter." And I said, "No, I want my old one. I want to keep my old one." "Look, pal, if you stand in my way, I'm going to call the sheriff and have you arrested." Now, who makes those decisions and under what authority? Well, that's under the direction of the existing board of directors, the same people that I was running against. So when I said that I didn't know how much there was compensation was for these directors. As a matter of fact, I wasn't even concerned about compensation. What I wanted was I wanted those smart meters out of here. Okay? And
yeah.
I wanted lower electric rates. Those were my two goals. I was not interested in obtaining a job. Now, it would be fun to have, you know, an extra $21,000 a year. That'd be kind of nice. It'd be a real helper on the farm, and maybe I could, you know, get some more things that I need. It wouldn't change my lifestyle. I wouldn't be going to buy a new car or a new tractor or anything. I might just get, you know, some replacement parts a little sooner. Okay? And so I wasn't doing this for money. Well, actually, in one respect, I was. I wanted a lower electric bill. That's the money I was interested in. And now the other candidates who were speaking were saying things like, and now these are not their words, but I'm paraphrasing and I'm showing the intent. You know, I want to get along with everybody and I want to work well with everybody. And, you know, you guys work so hard and it's dangerous business. And, I want to have safe electricity. I want to make sure you have all the tools you need. And you know, that's what I want to do. And affordable electric rates. And I'm saying, yeah, we can do all that. And we can stop wasting money, and we can have lower electric rates. And the other candidates were indicating they wanted to work with the other members and that kind of thing. And I said, I think the entire board should be relieved of duty tonight. So I wasn't playing nice, you know, according to their terms. I wanted the entire board to be gone. And so at the end of the meeting, they said, you know, let's talk about new business. Does anybody have any new business? And one guy suggested one thing. And I started to get up. And Mrs. Finelli said, "I don't think you should do this." I said, "No, I'm going to do this." So I stood up, raised my hand, and no one paid attention to me. So, you know, I said, "I've got some new business." So I walked over to the center below the stage, center of the room, right below the lawyer with the microphone. And he looked at me. And I couldn't speak loud enough for everybody to hear me, so somebody came up to me with a microphone. And I said, "I propose that we have term limits for the board of directors."
Wonderful.
As a matter of fact, one term. That's it. One term.
Yep.
And he looked at me. He didn't know what to say.
They didn't even vote on it.
No, they didn't. They did not. And here's what he said. He said, "Well, that is for the board of directors to take up." So the board is going to vote for term limits? Now, I'm going to use the words and I'm going to put them in quotes.
Not this, after 18 years, they won't.
This one board member has been on there 45. 40,
wow.
That's 2.5 generations. Okay.
That's amazing.
Absolutely amazing. And I'm going to talk about statistics and how you can say the same thing two different ways in just a second. But the board determines who the nomination committee is to replace them. The board determines the terms. So I don't think there's going to be term limits, and I don't think there's going to be changes to the nominating committee. And I asked the CEO, had anyone ever been successful being nominated for the membership, which I was, okay? There were maybe 20 to 30 people who thought I would be a viable candidate that they'd like to see on the board, okay, compared to the six people and the three nominating committees, total of six people. So I had more people wanting me than all the nominating committees combined. But he said, the CEO said, no one has ever been successful being a petition candidate or a candidate nominated by through petition, which I was. No one in 79 years has ever been successful, including me. And I was not successful either. So I wanted to share some of this with our class. So what does it take? It takes bribes to get people to show up, you know, light bulbs and umbrellas and hot dogs and, you know, at $65 a head. you know, per member. That's what it takes to get people to show up. Awful music. And this is like a free night out. These people think it's a free night out. I want to talk about one other thing before we talk about the cops. Now, I studied finance and economics for 6 years. And I've talked to some other people who have studied finance and economics. And I said, have you ever heard the term patron capital? Patron, P-A-T-R-O-N, capital. Nobody has. None of the instructors I talked to has ever heard of it. Now, I'm talking about people who are on boards, okay? These are really bright people. I'm talking about people in the medical field. I'm talking about doctors. Doctors who are CEOs of their own business. They've never heard of this. And
is that people who donate to support your work?
Well, very, very close, except almost at the muzzle of a gun. Now, okay, now an electric cooperative, you have a choice. If you want electricity, you either buy it from them, you steal it from them, or you generate your own. Now, I'm not advocating stealing it, you know, hooking and tapping into to electric lines. I'm not advocating that, and I don't support that at all. So there's only two ways you can get electricity. One is to buy it from the cooperative if you live in our neck of the woods. You have no alternative source. You can't buy it from another electric company. You can only buy it from the electric cooperative, and you pay their rates, or you generate it yourself. Well, when they determine the rates, they overestimate what it's going to cost. So what they say is, let's say we need 100 units of money. We'll charge 110 or 105, and we'll use that extra 5 or 10 units above and beyond to pay, and we'll put it in an account, and we'll use it for emergencies and other things. So they overcharge. Now, an electric cooperative is a not-for-profit organization. They're supposed to return to the members any overpayments. But they call this one item patron capital. That's money that's been overcharged that they keep in an account and use it at their discretion for emergencies or whatever they want. And so they mention this, and it's in the millions. I'm not talking 1, 2, 5. I'm talking like well over 20 million. They keep it. And they tell the members, this is so that we don't have to borrow money and pay interest. This is money that is taken from the members, kept, and the members are clapping. That's great. We don't have to pay interest. It's unbelievable, the depth of ignorance of some people. One guy, I met him coming.
Personal private slush fund. That's what we would call it in this country, a pork barrel or a slush fund.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm not disagreeing with you at all, which means I am agreeing with you. Now, one guy, I met him. He was a senior citizen, and he was wearing a nice suit. And I greeted him as he was entering the registration room. And he said, he was kind of terse, and he was kind of turning away from me. And I wasn't going to let that happen. I was going to make eye contact with him. I wanted to find out what this guy's all up to. And he said, did you bring your bullet with you this time? And I said, you mean the cartridge? He said, yeah, what was that? And I said, it was a 5.56. It's like a 223. And he said, that's idiotic. Now, what he was referring to is the last time I was on stage 3 years ago, I took out of my sport coat pocket a 5.56 cartridge that you might use in an AR-15. And I held it between my thumb and forefinger, and I said, well, I paid about 20 cents for this. Now, one of these could be shot from couple hundred yards away, and if it were placed right at a substation and it hit the right area, it could cause a transformer to melt down. And there are no replacements. There's no spares. You can't go to the transformer warehouse and pick up another one. These are all custom designed. And it takes 2 years to get one. Now, I think we should protect. I said, I'm not going to tell you how to do
it. There's no backup.
But, right, no backup. No spares. And I said that I verified this with an engineer from the electric cooperative before I went on stage. I took it out of my pocket and I said, can this do this? And he said, yeah, absolutely. So I said to the guy, I said, I verified this. And he said, it's idiotic. And I said, well, I can't help it that you don't understand. Now, who was this guy? This guy was the husband, I found out later on that evening, Friday evening, that he's the husband of the gal who ran and won re-election. So here we have a guy who acts like he knows what's going on, who doesn't know what's going on, and his wife has been re-elected for the board. I'm telling you, the upshot of all of what I've said for the last hour and 45 minutes is that we are doomed, and it is us. We are our own enemy. We are as dumb as a box of rocks. I'm not talking about our class. I'm saying that 0.1% or 1 in 1,000 people understands what we're talking about. The rest have no clue. I even met a couple of gals who were in a doctor's office on staff in their 30s, let's say, and I asked them if they knew their cell phone could be turned on remotely. Really? Again? Really? I can't believe how ignorant. I'm not saying they're not smart. I'm just saying they don't know the facts. They have no idea. And I've asked people, you know, at the election, do you listen to the radio? No. Okay. Do you listen to the radio? No. Do you listen to the radio? No. They don't listen to the radio. They don't read the internet. They don't read books. I know this for a fact. Because I've been asking people for 12 years, do you read books? Do you read the internet? Where do you get your news from? Oh, I get it. I pay attention to the news.
CNN?
Yeah. Yeah, and Fox.
They tell the truth.
CNN and Fox. That's where I get it. So they are convinced. I'm not kidding.
Ronaldo in the Middle East and babies and incubators.
They are convinced that they are on top of their game because they know. They know what
CNN
sanitized news tells them.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at galaxyquestbooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. Galaxyquestbooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Did you know
know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Gwyneth, you've probably heard the term liars figure and figures lie or something like that. There are many variants of that. Well, I just want to say one more thing. I have a graph that was sent to me by the CEO of the Electric Cooperative, and I'm looking at this graph, and it says from 1992 through 2002, there were no rate increases, not one. Not one. Absolutely flat electric bills. Okay? Now, from 2004 to 2017, there were that 14 years, there were 7 increases. So previously, for 10 years, there were no increases. And in 2004 to 2017, there were 7 rate increases, which is way over 30%, 36%, way more than that in 7 years. I'm sorry, in 14 years. So I got up and I said, these guys, these directors, the existing directors, have increased your electric rates 7 times in 14 years. Now, after I was up there, the president of the board of directors gets up. And he says, now we've only increased electric rates 7 times in 25 years. He's looking at the same graph. Now, both of those things are correct.
Yeah.
But what he chose to do...
He's telling the whole truth.
That's correct. He's misleading the entire membership. It's absolutely true, but he's misleading. He's trying to say that, you know, work of other boards... members for 10 years did not increase their electric rates, but he's trying to minimize the damage. And he did that because he knew because the CEO told him that I asked for the rates for the last 50 years. I wanted to see it, and they couldn't give it to me. They could only give it to me from 1980. So bottom line is the residential cost was below, in 1980, was below $40. Okay. And now it's per month $40 per month, and now it's well over $100, well over. But it's I shouldn't say it that way. What I'm saying is, It has, our electric rates have gone up substantially, and they don't need to. And I wanted to tell our membership that, you know, people are saying, yeah, everything's going up. And they mentioned everything's going up. Everything's not going up because gasoline was about $4 a gallon here, you know, a bunch of years ago, maybe 6 years ago, $4 a gallon. Diesel was about the same price. Now diesel and gasoline are about $2 a gallon, well, between 2 and 2.30. Okay? Right. So I wanted to share that with our class today. Gwyneth, you want to talk about the cops? We only have a couple minutes.
I realize I've only got a few minutes left, okay? Now, what I wanted to say is this. The blue team seems to have this idea that if they cooperate with whoever's giving the orders, which in this country seems to be a bunch of fascists, and lately they seem to be taking their orders from the what I call the black team, which is the Muslims. They can seem to do no wrong. They seem to get the idea that if they persecute the rest of us, that they're going to get a place at the table. But both the Muslims and the communists operate according to a playbook. It's an ancient one, and it works, okay? And this is how it is. You get the local enforcement team to do your bidding, oppress the people and enslave them and get you into a position of power, okay? And then when you are in that position of power, guess who? I'm talking about the Islamo-fascist people, okay? The banksters, the communists who seem to be running the show, okay? The first people that they get rid of when they fully gain power is, guess who? Local law enforcement. They don't have to be worried about us. The ones that they have to be worried about are the people who are giving them orders, because they will be retained only as long as they are perceived to be useful and not a liability. And that's,
yeah, that's
how it
what
goes.
Yeah, and that's what I've been mentioning to cops. You guys think that you're going to be protected?
We're not the problem.
Yeah.
Gwyneth, thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you so much for being with us.
Okay. See you later. Bye-bye.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.